Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to Glenshell Valley on this beautiful sunshiny morning. And I know I'm late in the pulpit this morning, very late, but it's kind of intentional in a weird way. There was a wedding here yesterday, and we didn't know it until we got here this morning, but the people used the PowerPoint and took part of our cable system home with them. So Cliff had to run home and get a cable and hook it up because part of the songs and everything is in it. We needed it, so I was intentionally holding off the service till he got back. So we apologize. We'll put systems into place so this will not happen again. But thank you for your patience with us this morning. At this time, if you'll take your red pad, sign it, pass it down, and that way we can get to know the names of the people on your row. If you don't know, name, address, email. Remind you, nursery is open. There's also a speaker provided in the library if anyone has a child or if you get a coughing fit or whatever. You can fill out your prayer and praise requests. And we'll have a special announcement. Let's see. Thomas Thomas and his family are moving to Kansas City later this year. Thomas has asked for a few minutes to share about his new position and to say goodbye to his GVPC family. Thomas will be visiting with us on Sunday, April 28th. Please plan to stay after the church service for light refreshments and wish Thomas well as he answers God's call for his church life. And I hope you can be here. That's next Sunday after church. Vacation Bible School, July the 15th through the 19th. And you can read about the Bread of Life food pantry and the garden next door is be opening back up, and there's sign-up sheets for that in the back. No other announcements. We have a minute for mission. Paul McComb.
I didn't blow anything. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we've all watched the news recently, and in spite of, you know, the recent events, you know, it got me thinking, like, you know, what is going on? And, you know, is it really this bad everywhere? And you start thinking of the negative, and it can kind of consume you. And then you get a letter from Patrick Tagey. And Patrick Tagey is a member of this church, and he's a junior at Marietta College. And he's taken upon himself to go with his school to Cambodia and Thailand on a mission trip. So, you know, just when you think, you know, the world is coming to an end and there's all this negativity, it's nice to be reminded that there are still some great people out here. And we have a lot of great people in this church. So this week and next week, we're going to ask if you could designate something in the offering for his trip. It is a costly trip. He has asked for some support from this church, and I know anything would be greatly appreciated. And all donations for him will come through the church. Don't send it to the school or anything. Everything's going to come here, and it's nice to have an opportunity to support one of us. So, we're going to wish Patrick a safe voyage, a happy voyage, and really, you know, commend him for just being one of the good guys. So this week and next week, we ask that if you could designate something, and you can write it on your envelope for Patrick Tagey or anything like that. It's greatly appreciated, and thank you.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Are you telling me something? Oh, sorry. Come on up. Come on down.
Good morning. I am filling in for Kathy Sagey on the Deacon's Minute for Missions. And you've probably heard this before, but our March Madness We were shooting for 188 pounds of food. We exceeded to 200 pounds, and we're real happy and proud. Our May challenge is cleaning. We're going to do spring cleaning. They need cleaning supplies like detergents, brooms, mops, and especially hand can holders. They can't open the cans without someone helping them or waiting for them. So, and all these things can be purchased at the dollar store. No problem. It's minimal, and anything will help. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Forgive me for overlooking you. Our opening hymn of praise is Praise Him, Praise Him, 106. Worship continue with the prayer of confession as you find printed within your bulletin. Dear God, we thank you that the heavens show forth your praise. We worship you this morning because you are worthy of praise and adoration. Forgive us when we fail to worship you as a creator, redeemer, and sustainer of all life. Remind us that your name alone is worthy of praise. Help us understand that worship draws us closer to you. Show us how to have a heart filled with gratitude and thanksgiving. May we spend more time praising you and less time grumbling about life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silence. Prayer of confession. Friend, friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Let us unite in our faith as we recite our traditional Apostles' Creed. I believe
in God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose. He ascended into heaven and stood on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's take a moment to greet one another. If you don't know someone, ask their name.
Oh, Christ, your eyes will see.
Responsive reading is Psalm 42 in the back of your red hymnals, 701. Well, while you're looking that up, a little announcement. I was privileged to be at an Eagle Scout ceremony yesterday doing the prayers for Jeff Nix. He received his Eagle Scout award, and so we want to be sure to congratulate Jeff and Heather and Frank Perman also. So it was a really nice service yesterday. Psalm 42. As a deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng.
Water have you done best of my soul, what I should serve within me. Put your hope in God, for I will then praise him, my Savior and my God.
My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mazar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me.
By the way, the Lord protects his love, at night he is always with me. A prayer to God, my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go without mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My brothers suffer mortal agony, as my fellows taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God?
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. This time I'll ask the elder on the door to come forward. And there's a card here.
Put this down. My husband says it's a talking microphone if he can't see me. First off, for prayers, well, there's a VBS sign-up sheet in the back. They obviously need lots of help, as in past years. Hopefully we'll have enough kids that we need all that help. So let's be in prayer that VBS is successful this year. Kathy Sagi also asked for prayer for Sandy Salmon. She's not been feeling well, and she's been having some trouble breathing. What do I have here? And a prayer request for Cassie and Cody Carson. Their dog was put to sleep yesterday, and they're having a hard time dealing with that, which is certainly understandable. And as far as praise goes, I wanted to say praise for our church, for the people in this church who work so hard to make this church what it is. We had this wedding here yesterday, and the people who came for the wedding meet every week in a fire hall, and they have done so for 10 years. They don't even have a church home. And they were just so amazed and so impressed by our sanctuary and our hall, and they came up to me constantly to say, you know, how beautiful our facility was, and they know how much hard work goes into making a place a success. And when I watched the bride's parents gazing at our window in the back for about 15 minutes straight, it just made me step back and think for a minute about how beautiful our sanctuary is, and that we were able to be a blessing to these people as they start their new life together. And also, one last prayer is for our kids who are graduating this year. Patrick's not ready to graduate yet, but he's going on his mission trip. Our Bethany is graduating, and then she's going to do, hopefully, a mission trip in the parks in Utah this summer. And Stephanie Spihar will be graduating also and going to move to Washington, D.C. for her new job. So let's keep them all in our prayers that they've made good choices, and that they God blesses them in the calling that they've taken on for themselves.
Thank you. And I want to update you on Isabel Mellinger. I saw her yesterday. They were going to take out her gallbladder, but they can't do that now because she has a bad infection. They've got to get an infection under control. They will send her home when that is under control and bring her back in 6 to 8 weeks to remove her gallbladder. And she's in St. Margaret's. Jim Teggy has been in passing for a couple of days with breathing problems, which got his sugar all out of whack, and then his heart, putting stress on his heart too. So let's keep him in our prayers, Jim Teggy in Passover. Well, let's go to the Lord, and we'll lead you into the Lord's Prayer, saying debts and debtors instead of trespasses. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day presenting all these prayer requests that have been mentioned and listed in our bulletin and our Valley newsletter, and everyone that has personal prayer requests that they're telling you about, or family or friends, or maybe keeping personal right now. But we come into agreement, and we present them to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our High Priest, knowing that you love us, you care for us, and you desire the best for us. So answer these prayers according to your wisdom and your love and your might, and help us to deal with life on life's terms at times, to go through the struggles that life offers to all of us, and learning to praise you even when we don't feel like it, even when life is at its darkest, to still open up our Bibles, to sing songs, to pray, and to reach out in love towards you and towards others. Thank you for the great examples that Jesus gave to us and for this wonderful prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of preparation is a screen song, Is the Deer.
As the deer pants on the moor.
Let's bow for a word of thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the wonder of it all, and we praise you for all that you have done for us. We praise you for salvation, for every kind gift that has come from above, for all that you've given to the church, you've given to our families, and you've given to us as individuals. May we use our gifts not for our selfish purposes, but for your glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our friend, we do pray. Amen. Thank you. Bill is going to come forth to help me. I'm going to read from the Bible, and he's going to do the PowerPoints. You can follow along in NIV. And to let you know, just so there's no misunderstanding, Thomas is coming next week, and he's going to speak in the service for a minute, but he is not going to be doing the sermon. I'm going to be doing the sermon. Now, the session will recognize this. I did this Tuesday night when we had our session council meeting, and God kept just telling me, leading me to read this again. Psalm 148, listen this day for God's word to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that they will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, what do his bidding? You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. May the Lord's name be praised. Thank you, Bill. I'm really out of my comfort zone this morning, way out of it, because I have no notes. This was hard for me to do because I'm used to sitting at my computer for hours, or going on my couch and holding computer for hours, working on sermons, putting notes, writing, typing, doing this all week long, starting either Sunday afternoon or Monday morning. And I kept trying to do it. And God kept taking me away, I felt like. And I said, well, you just don't feel good. You just don't want to write a sermon right now. And then I would go back, and it kept pushing me away. And then when I spoke to this session Tuesday night, when I got up Wednesday morning, I said, maybe that's what I should do. And I started thinking about it. I said, okay, well, I'll do that. Then by Thursday morning, I didn't want to do it again because I like having some notes here. If I go blank, I can look at them and know, and I have that comfort, and that fear is not there. Even last night, I was ready to chunk this and write a last-minute sermon. I've done that before. Thrown a sermon away on Friday or Saturday and totally rewritten a sermon. So for this, I try not even think about anything. When I went in Tuesday night, I didn't know what I was going to say, and I'm sure some of what I'm going to get ready to say is going to, you elders, it's one of your curses, I guess. You have to hear some things twice, three or four times sometimes from me, repetitious. And I'm doing something else that I don't normally do. I don't like to talk about me too much from the pulpit. I may mention my dog every once in a while or some little instance, but I like to give examples of other people or biblical characters, and I like to leave me personally out. I may talk to you as an individual or maybe as a session about some things, but I don't like to do it from the pulpit. But this morning, it's just weighing heavily on my heart all week long that I need to step back, and I just need to do that. And Cliff's working on maybe a new microphone and system for us. This is cutting out a little bit. Even when I got up and I did my devotionals this morning, it went with this. And what I want to talk to you about is some personal things that have been going on with me in my life, in my family's life, because I understand that when things go on with me, they're going on with you also, because the human condition is the same. I may be going through different problems, but they're basically the same. Some of you know, I've talked about it before, digestive issues since I was a child. One of the reasons I'm so skinny, I can't eat when I want to, and I can't eat a lot of foods that I want to eat. So it's been going on my whole life, and at times I felt malnourished. Just can't handle food. A few years ago, I cut out red meat. And so you have to try to find other things. I ate a little chicken, a little fish, trying to find things that I can digest and that I can be strong. And after having the Mercer and then the operation on my colon, I finally found a system that kind of got me in a place, probably the best that I had been in my life. And then about a month ago, it started falling apart on me, and to the point that yesterday, that I even wondered, do I need to go to the hospital? Will I even be able to come to the church? And I started thinking about it. Well, why is this happening to my system? Then I started thinking, well, you're going through all these dental problems. I'm having grafting done in my mouth. Bone placed in there, and this started last year, and implants, just all kind of things being done, multiple stitches, and as soon as I get one thing, I'm barely healed up, I'm going in to get something else done, and then the money involved, we're not talking about a few $100s, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. And thank goodness part of my package from the church is to give me so much towards medical deductible, I couldn't do any of this. Well, I was feeling really bad the other day, and Monday I had a checkup for my mouth to go in and see if it was healing well and whether to take out stitches, and went in, he said, everything is looking well, but the next 2 weeks is going to be very, very important. Whether this graft takes, whether the skin graft takes, whether the bone graft takes, whether this will all work or not. You know, I'm thinking, the one dental appointment was $4,510. That day, I'm going to the next dentist, and right in the middle of that, I had to have a root canal. And I'm thinking, wow, do I go through all that and then it not even work? Now, I left immediately, this was around lunchtime, left immediately from that and went over to the eye doctor, because he told me about a year ago that I'm getting early onset of cataracts. Now, I didn't think that would come on to way later in life. I'll be 62 this September. In the 6 months period since my last appointment, I've gone from a line 2 to a line 4, which means I need cataract surgery. So I'm sitting in the eye doctor's office, finding this out after just leaving that doctor, finding out I need surgery on my eye, and kind of got overwhelmed by it all. Because it's not just the fact of the surgery. Well, do you put just the regular ones that give you distance, or do you go ahead and get the ones that help you see up close and just do away with glasses? But it's a lot more money. And I was trying to use my money to get my teeth fixed over the next few years. Now, do I stop and get my eyes done and hold off my teeth for a couple of more years? So that was kind of weighing heavy on my mind. That's enough to make you just think right there. And right in the midst of all that, in my family, I got a telephone call that my brother, who's college educated, been doing successfully, married with a child, his in South Carolina, all his businesses closed down. Not anything he had done wrong, just they closed all of them down. So without a job, what's he going to do? Started thinking about him. Then I get a call from a very close, immediate family member that two addictions. An older person, not someone that I expected to have this, and two addictions, not like alcohol and drugs, but alcohol and something else, and I'm like overwhelmed, so I'm trying to, I said, well, I'll help you and get you into counseling, and then the first thing they start doing is lying to me. That's what people with addictions do, they lie to you. So it became a burden, kind of hard to handle, because not being able to eat, my teeth hurting, all this, not having my normal strength, it was kind of beating me down. And right in the middle of that, Robin called me from the hospital at the emergency room, said she'd fell, hit her back of her head on a brick wall, and I could barely understand her speech. She was slurring so much, had a concussion. A week later, still slurring her speech, concussion. You know, I care very much about her. Then throw in talking with a lot of you about your problems, which don't ever stop sharing those, because that's what I am here for, is to talk about those kind of things. And as soon as I left the eye doctor, I'm really in kind of a fog. So I'm going over to see Isabel Mellinger. Get in the car, I'm driving over there, and I'm thinking, oh, should I even be driving right this second? I walk in the hospital room, you know, they got the signs up and, you know, those precaution signs, and I'm thinking, oh no, is this Mercer? You know, I can't deal with that. But I go in, it's my job, it's what I'm going to do, and get ready to pray, and there's a few people in the room. Greg is there with Allie, and Tammy is there, and of course she's in the bed and she's not feeling well. She's got a high temperature. Look up on the television screen. I'm not sure exactly what time this is, 3:30 or something. I'm really not sure of the time. The marathon bombing. I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. No way. Why is this happening? Why would someone do this? Kill innocent people, children, and people just watching a marathon race. Why would they do that? Why? And I'm getting ready to come to Tuesday night. And someone has sent a letter to our Congress. Was it Nicene? Am I saying that right? Probably not. The Ricin. Two different envelopes. And then the fire, an explosion in Waco that kills all the people. So many tragedies, so many things that happen to us in life that we don't want to happen. We don't want it to happen to us. We don't want it to happen to our families. We don't want it to happen to our church members. We don't want it to happen to our neighbors. We don't even really want it to happen to people that we don't particularly like. So how do I rise above these things? How do you rise above these things? How do these people caught up in catastrophes and tragedies and just the everydayness of life? You know, I've talked about how long it's been now that I don't even get out of bed, but I say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that has made a tremendous difference in my life. has given me more of a positive attitude. I think it's helped my preaching. I think it's helped my ministry and how I relate to people to be positive. But still the other day, sometimes things pop up and every one of us can get a little bit overwhelmed. So I picked up my Bible and I turned straight to the Psalms. And it was talking about praising the Lord. If you look at 146, I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. 147, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He understands, has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. And I just started really thinking about, it's one of the things that I need to make sure that I do, not just say something once when I get up in the morning, but start living my life as a life of praise to God. Because when I start praising God, I start taking my eyes off of me, and I start placing them on God, who's the source of my strength. Because I alone in myself am not strong enough, I'm not capable enough to handle all of the things that come upon me, because they can crush me, and they can crush a family, they can crush a church, they can crush a nation. So we have to depend and look to God. And we praise Him, we worship Him, we spend time and adoration towards Him, looking at Him, keeping our eyes focused on God, on Jesus, on the Holy Spirit. It takes our eyes off of our problems, the troubles that we're going through. We begin to lean on Him and we gain strength through that. A strength that we did not know we had, because we are gaining God's strength. When I got up this morning, doing my daily devotion, April the 20th. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Hear me saying, peace be still to your restless heart. No matter what happens, I will never leave you or forsake you. Let this assurance soak into your mind and heart until you overflow with joy. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea, heart of the sea, you need not fear. The media relentlessly proclaim bad news for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A steady diet of their far will sicken you. Instead of focusing on fickle, ever-changing news, broadcast, tune in to the living Word, the one who is always the same. Let Scripture saturate your mind and heart and will walk steadily along the path of life. Even though you don't know what will happen tomorrow, you can be absolutely sure of your ultimate destination. I hold you by your right hand, and afterward I will take you into glory. That was my devotion, one of three that I do for this morning. That was my confirmation that this is where I was supposed to go. This is where God was speaking to me to do. So there's a lot of things that come against me. Restless leg syndrome. Legs jump at night. Insomniac. I've been an insomniac since I was a child. I used to have a job mixing colors for a factory to match the cloth, the print colors like you're wearing. Do you know I'm colorblind, partly in three shades? It's amazing. Get dressed. I've argued with people over colors before until I found this out. I just knew I was right. In my mind, I was. Oh, man, life's funny sometimes. And you got to stop and you got to laugh at yourself sometimes, regardless of what you're going through, and believe people love you and God is there with you. And praise God. I don't praise God because I have restless leg syndrome, or because I'm partly colorblind, or because I have bad digestive system, or because I have headaches, or because I wasn't born exceptionally good looking, or anything like that. You know, spending the money on my teeth and my eyes, I was hoping to save some money and use it on facial reconstruction. But you know, best laid plans of mice and men, you know, just don't know. So I'm going to spend time, instead of worrying so much about these things, because I've learned worry does not solve any problem in your life. Not one. Not one. Not one problem will worry ever solve. It only makes it worse. Taking your eyes off of yourself, off of your problems, focus on how you can help yourself, what you can do. Focusing on God, that is what will help you. That's what we all need to do. I want to take just a minute. I've never done this before. Don't get scared. This is not going to start happening every Sunday. Neither will this. This is an exceptional Sunday, a different, especially for our visitors. But I'm going to cut this off so we won't get squelching. We're going to have a participation. Can you hear that? I didn't say that word right. Anyone, just for a minute, it may just be one word. You have anything that you would like to praise God for? It may just be, say, my spouse or the color blue. I love the color blue, I think. Just raise your hand, I'll walk over to you.
The love of the church family.
Amen. That's a very good one.
I praise God each and every day for being with me to help me to rear my children by myself, by the grace of God, and to get them into college. And each and every day for the health he has given me and the love of the people in this church.
Amen. God bless you. Anyone else?
Thanks for my age and my health. I want everybody to know that I'm 87 years old. In a short time, I will be 88.
Praise God.
I praise God. In a couple months, I will have met my wife. In October, we will be married 50 years in October.
I just want to praise the Lord that I'm sitting here right now listening to this sermon, and it's for everything, just for the sun today, and I don't want to start crying.
It's okay, I'm Bob. It's good. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
Thank God that from a very early time, my family was always telling me, whenever you don't like something about yourself or something's wrong, that you were made in the image and the likeness of God, and that's what you need to know. And if you know that, nothing can bother you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank God every day for my years, and I hope that I'll have a few more.
Amen. I believe you will. Anyone else? Don't want to miss anyone that wants to say something.
I praise God that when I was a Paul of sorts, that he never gave up on me and sent an angel to bring me to him.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. I want to thank you for participating and allowing me to do something a little different today.
I want you to know that God loves you. God will always love you, and God will never, ever give up on you. So don't ever give up on God. Our closing hymn, 107. Let's just praise the Lord. Thank you for being here this day. Hope that you feel loved. Hope that you go away wanting to praise God regardless of the trials and tribulations that you may be going through in your personal life, in the life of your family or those that you know and love. We all go through different things at different times, but God never stops loving you. Don't ever stop loving God. Go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.